This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What you just witnessed in video form is what's referred to as the cleansing of the temple. It's the only time in the New Testament that I know of in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where Jesus manifests anger. Whenever I hear somebody say, well, Jesus was this meek and mild, pale personality, I think of this episode that probably was even more dramatic than what you saw portrayed on the screen from the Gospel of Luke, the Jesus film. And yet it demonstrates what I describe, what the Bible describes, I should say, as righteous indignation. Not just indignation, not just anger, but righteous indignation. You say, what's the difference? What does righteous anger mean? I want to suggest to you that Jesus was angry not for the reasons that most of the time you're angry, most of the time that I'm angry. According to Carol Tavris in her book, Anger, the Misunderstood Emotion, most of the anger in my life and your life is self-centered. It's egocentric. You didn't get what you wanted. People didn't jump when you said jump. The plan didn't go the way you planned it. The program wasn't going along the way you planned it, and therefore we get mad. We get angry. She believes that most of the anger stems from a desire to be in control, to be in charge, to be powerful, to be perfect. And she said those are the root causes of 99% of the anger in your life or my life. We just want to be in charge. We want to be in control and in power of other people. But I want you to notice what Jesus' anger demonstrated. He was angry on behalf of his Father. That's the difference. Jesus was angry on behalf of his heavenly Father. And so when he came in what we would call a temper tantrum and overturned tables and let livestock out in the temple courtyard area, he wasn't doing it because he was offended personally as God the Son, even though he had every right to be, in my opinion. He was angry on behalf of the Father, which may be a definition of righteous anger in your life or my life, that righteous anger is when we're angry on behalf of the Father, not for our sake. Not for our sake. You need to know and understand what was going on. I find a lot of people don't have a clue what that scene means and what was going on. In the temple courtyard area outside of the temple in Jerusalem, it was turned into a flea market. And the difference was they were selling things that were to be used in worship. For instance, someone would sell you a dove that you could use as a sacrifice in worship. Because it was in the temple courtyard area, just like at the ballpark, they charged it 2 or 3 times the amount that you would pay outside of the courtyard area. The only analogy I can use that would help me understand it, and it works for me, what if you came into church one Sunday and out in the Welcome Center, we had a table that said, buy your communion cups here. Buy your communion wafer here. And you'd say, you know, there's something not right about that I come in and I have to pay for something to use in worship, and that's what people were doing in the temple courtyard. Money changers were there. There was exchange of all kinds of currency, money coming through, coinage coming through. And it was a big business in the temple area. And Jesus, quoting from the book of Isaiah, said, God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and you have turned it into a den of robbers. What we're going to do is look at that passage in Luke, but then look at a parallel passage that describes what God says is the temple now, and it may surprise some of you. It's not this building, it's you, and it's me. And we'll make application out of both passages of Scripture as we talk about whose house is it anyway.
Well, before we close, a reminder that if you miss tomorrow's program because of the holiday, July 4th, you can go to our website at crosshope.org and listen to tomorrow's program or any program you may have missed on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.